This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Cold here in the KC metro area. November 29th, 2024, Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is football, all the way to men's and women's golf. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for taking time out of your Thanksgiving weekend. It is Happy Friday. Still Thanksgiving weekend, folks, as Thanksgiving was yesterday, but we're still going to count it. I guess I got to go. I got to go to work. Lame ass work. But anyways, thank you so much for listening, taking time out of your Friday to listen to this episode. This will go out tonight. Preview Farmageddon, K-State. The regular season finale goes down tomorrow night on Fox, 6:30, and also apparently ESPN Plus might have streaming of it. Just came across that before hopping on this podcast, though. But again, like, subscribe, also hit that alarm bell every time we post content daily. We did post, I almost forgot to post an episode yesterday, did put out the K-State women's basketball win over DePaul, Jeff Mitty, getting win 650 of his coaching career. That is up now, wherever you get your podcast. So good, definitely go check that out. But real quick, I've been mentioning this game, the past game, all season long. And I know you guys get tired hearing saying that, right? You know, I said it on the reaction edition yesterday or last week. You know, look, if you want the ultimate revenge, you got to take Iowa State out of the Big 12 championship game. Simple. Simple as that. Yes, it's simple. On paper, simple in words, but not easy on the field, right? And for whatever reason, I mean, K-State going to aim, and they go, hey, it's supposed to be cold as you know what up there. Hey, it's 22 right now here in Kansas City right now. I just got out from a cool, kind of recovery run today, and yeah, as much as I don't want to, I'm not a cold guy. Not a big fan of this cold mess, but yet I'm out there trying to get better. It's all about trying to turn the page over to the next day and just trying to get better. It's always room for improvement, right? And for K-State, yes, you know, Rod Gilmore on the broadcast last week saying, "Oh, this is a revenge game, whatnot." I'm like, a little bit, I said a little bit, but this would be the 100% revenge game here because look, Iowa State took you out, and not only that. Yeah, I hate to rehash it, but again, it's one of those losses that you don't forget. It's the wins, we're gonna win again next time. You know, I say we don't care a lot, but about these losses, yeah, we care more about the losses than the wins. And K-State, Chris Klieman, you got the four to score. Might not be what it was. 42-35 last year, something like that. K-State lost. You could have had just give yourself a chance to not. I mean, you probably would have not made it anyway, but still. To lose what you did like you did in Farmingen last year in a snowstorm. Oh, my goodness. And thankfully enough, I did beat the snowstorm back because I was up here last year taking part of a race and having to hurry back because, oh, damn, here comes a snowstorm, and sure enough, just got back in time, and it started snowing and all this other stuff, and then K-State played very sloppy in this football game last year, and sure enough, fast forward to right now, it's supposed to be, what, some 20 degrees in Ames. Can you go up? You practice in this weather, so can you go up there and whatever it is, Avery John, and, you know, last time we're on the road, this team laid an egg. This team laid an egg against sorry-ass Houston, right? So, can you go up there and handle your business? Can you go up there and find a way, at this point, to spoil your other rival from the Big 12, right? I think as much as we, you know, look forward to the Dylan Sunflower showdown with any other sports and whatnot, I think K-State and Iowa State, I think this is the ultimate rivalry. Because, look, we seen it last year with these basketball. Well, no, we're going to touch on that. Ooh, whatever that coach's name in Iowa State on the basketball side, I know what it is, but I ain't going to say it. and Jerome Tang, we know all that. Went in last year, that whole scene in Ames, and then we came and kicked their ass in Brainless last year. And here on the football field, Iowa State embarrassed us, and then, of course, got to go back to COVID year, and then the game with Adrian Martinez, the field game was a sloppy game, and yet K-State found a way to win that game. So maybe, you know, K-State needs to be slopping up a little bit and beat this team. Because Iowa State, they could have lost a couple more games. And they look a little sloppy in the second half of the season. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gordon III on this Friday, November 29th, 2024. The final preview, at least in the regular season, for Kansas State football. Taking on Iowa State, Farmington preview going down. But I ain't talking numbers, anything less like that. K-State ain't in position to as we were talking about all year long, at least before the Houston game, talking about these two teams having a shot at this would have been winning advance to the Big 12 championship game. Now it's not for K-State, obviously. For Iowa State, it is, because they're still in that position. But can you go up there and execute? That's what it's going to come down to. And everybody else, you know, we can talk about the secondary giving up too many big plays. We can talk about inconsistency in the pass rush. We can talk about the missed tackles. We can talk about Avery Johnson's taking a few steps back, few steps forward. We can talk about the offensive line, up and down struggles and all that. We can talk about the receivers, you know, inconsistencies, everything else like that. We can talk about the injuries. We can talk about the special teams being sucky and whatnot. It's all in a year's worth of frustration across the board for K-State, in my opinion. And maybe this is me speaking out of frustration as well. But yeah, to go up there, you up there tomorrow night and win. At this point, I want to win. Whatever it takes. Whether it's a 9-6 game, whether it's a 25-24 ball game, whatever that is, Avery Johnson, you find a way to win that game. You find a way to win that ball game. Defense, you find a way to slow down that offense, which embarrassed you at home last year. You find a way to do those things, and you come out of there. Shiny, right? And now that you're still playing for a little something. Now again, not playing for a shot to play for a championship or a college football playoff. That is thrown in the garbage can. You had an opportunity to go up there. All right. You still have a 10-win season still out there. And either or, still a 9-win season. Now, again, I came on here on this podcast and said it's a failure because we did not. I'll go ahead and say it again. It's a failure because this team was picked second to get to Arlington to compete for a shot at another Big 12 title under Chris Tomlin. That's not going to happen with this team being 5-3, what it is, right? And what, 8-3 right now? Yeah, 8-3 overall, 5-3 in the conference, right? So you have a chance to go out at least between games and not put yourself in the Liberty Bowl. So that's what's at stake for this team right now for Kansas State. Can you go up there and knock out Iowa State? That would be the ultimate early post, whatever you want to call it, Thanksgiving or early Christmas gift for this team. Go out there and whatever it takes. At this point, whatever it takes, go out there. The seniors know what's at stake. Go out there and just spoil the fun. Can you go out there and knock them out? Because if you do that, now, before we sign out for this preview, now I heard another K-State podcast say, like, you know, we still have a shot at a champion to go. And I said on this podcast last week that I don't see all that chaos. I don't see it. There's just too many factors. There's too many teams. All that other stuff to think about that. So I'm not going to come on here and say, yeah, we got a shot at it. No. Now, if, again, that the crazy chaos happens, then I'll come on here and say, oh, I'll come up here and be really fired up and say, oh, my gosh. But I'm not going to come up here and say that. All I'm thinking about right now is this team going to Ames, Iowa tomorrow night, in the cold ass weather, and to see this team at the end of the night win against the Cyclones. Can you go up there and do that? And again, I probably would say one thing. At least we've seen Avery Johnson this year in these road games, you know. Have some growing pains here and there. But we're gonna see this. All this leads up to now. Can you take your team up there and lead your team to win? That's the other thing. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night, 6:30, Iowa State on Fox. We'll see what happens there. Farmageddon, the 2024 edition. These games, you just never know about these games. But how these games shake out, we'll see. I think this is the rivalry game. We see some tremendous games, whether it's football, women's basketball, men's basketball. It can go down the line, right? So, I don't think Iowa State has a baseball team. So we'll see what happens. Avery Johnson, DJ Gittens and company going up to Ames tomorrow night to take on Iowa State. Iowa State in position right now. If there were no games to go to the Big 12 championship game, but still four quarters left for them, and we're looking to spoil the party in Farmageddon tomorrow night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast I found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up on this final. This is going to be the final preview edition, for the regular season anyways, for football, because you still got that bowl game to go, and everything kind of hinges tomorrow night for which bowl K-State's going to go to. Everybody's craging, including our podcast, including about that Liberty Bowl. Only way to take care of that is to beat Iowa State tomorrow night. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Don't forget about our bonus channel over on the Podbean app, Greer 380's Podcast. We will resume action over there next week. Either me and Alex will go over. Me and Alex will talk because this is the end of the regular season for K-State football. We will talk about that next week. I'll get with him during the weekend and see when he is available to do that. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll be talking to y'all throughout this weekend. Go Cats.